is that?
Because we have an enemy that does not want us to succeed, doesn't want us to live a godly life, doesn't want us to fulfill our destiny and potential in Christ.
Right.
And he's a defeated foe.
Right.
Jesus defeated him on the cross, but he's still active.
He still comes against the believers, does he not?
Right. He still wreaks havoc on the earth. And even more so because he knows he's beaten. It's like an injured animal being more dangerous because he knows he's beaten. So he's working extra hard to pull down as many people with him as he can.
Oh, absolutely. That's the goal all the time. Talk to us about this, Nan. Because, you know, so many people do have that misconception that if you're truly saved, you don't ever have any more problems. That's just not reality. And the scripture is very clear on that we have to learn to endure, persevere, and learn from those experiences, right?
Well, yes. And, you know, kind of what Cindy alluded there to, you know, Satan is like jealous of what we have because mm-hmm. we have God in our lives.
Right.
We have the blessings of God. You know, he's a defeated foe, but he tries to affect us.
Right.
In where we are, he tries to affect us when we're exercising endurance, because he doesn't like that.
Right.
Because great things come when you endure through situations.
Exactly.
Blessings mm-hmm. come greatly when you endure through situations. So Satan just really ticked off about that because he can't have what we have.
So, okay, so you're saying this is a good thing to go through difficult times that cause us to either endure or give up. Is that what I hear you saying?
Yes.
Okay. That's the right answer. Okay. And so, since endurance, learning endurance, learning patience is a good thing, that means that it's a plan of God in order to train us, discipline us, cause us to learn to rely on him, causing us to learn to trust him, right? Because so often we find that endurance means a long period of time, not just a very quick answer, right, Cindy? I mean, a lot of times it's inherent in the whole concept of endurance is that you're hanging on for a period of time, like Nan was over a year for a job, right?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That again, we go back to endure. I mean, people don't usually endure things that they enjoy. You're not endure. Oh my goodness, I'm going to endure this day at the beach. You know?
Right. No.
you know, when you're having fun, when things are going well, that doesn't take endurance. Endure in and of itself is, it means struggle. It means pain. It means
you can't wait till it's over, right?
Can't wait till it's over. Sometimes it's you know, it means a long period of time,
right?
It means work. Like I said, it's not a fun word.
No, it really isn't. But if you think about, let's take a baby that's born, and there is a process of that baby getting to age 21. It takes a long time for that baby to do that, right? And they go through all these stages. My youngest grandbaby right now, Dawson, he is 11 weeks old, but he's changing every day. And he's alert. He's looking around. He wants to know what's going on. He's following people with his eyes, you know. He's smiling. He's reacting. And he has no idea how much he's going to endure before he becomes an adult, right? Mm-hmm. But and that's the way we are as Christians. So often we get into this Christian walk and nobody tells us we're going to have to learn to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. We're going to have to learn how to curb our tongue. We're going to have to learn how to change our mindset. We're going to have to learn how to endure and praise God in the midst of the trial. Right? Mm-hmm. We're going to start this second hour with this song, Show Me Your Ways by Hillsong. It's an old one. I used to sing it a lot at Beacon. I just feel like it's very appropriate right now. So let's make this our prayer. Show me your ways, mighty God. I put my hope in you. The cry of my heart is to love you more. Stronger each day. Endurance brings strength. James chapter 1. Show me your ways, God. Endurance may be difficult, but it does produce in us some amazing things. Were you getting ready to say something, Nan?
Yes.
Go ahead.
What I was thinking during that song, I love that song. What I was thinking during that song, Show Me the Way. You know, sometimes we want to know way down the line what's going to be happening. And, you know, in my personal experience and the people that that are around me who are serving God, you know, many times he just shows you the next step. And he has done that with me, some things that he's promised to me and things I'm going to be doing for him. And it's like he only shows me the next step. He's like, be faithful in what you're doing now. Look to me. Trust me. I'm working all things together for your good, as the scripture set tells us. But he only shows the next step. And I think many times that's because... Pardon me?
Frustrating, isn't it?
It's frustrating, but if he showed us a whole big picture, we would be overwhelmed. And so he doesn't want us overwhelmed. He wants us, you know, enduring within what we need to endure and go forward. And we just need to take it one day. They always say take it one day at a time, but take it one step at a time. And don't try to second guess or outguess God. Just be endure in whatever that you're dealing with, and take the next step as he leads you to take the next step. And wonderful and great mighty things are going to happen in your life simply because you endured whatever you went through. You kept your eyes upon him. You took the next step, and wonderful will be your blessings.
Well, I totally agree with you. And it is human nature to want to figure it out, want to know what it is that's happening next and what can I expect. But that's not God's way. Show me your ways. We just played that song. Here's one of God's ways. He says to us, you know what? As you learn to endure, you're going to be blessed. James chapter 1, verse 2 in the Message Bible says, consider it a sheer gift. In the NIV and other translations, it says, consider it all joy. James 1, 2. Consider it a sheer gift. A gift? When tests and challenges come at you from all sides. Now, we're not talking about you just going through a tiny little trial. We're talking about, this says, James says here, in James chapter 1, verse 2, if you want to follow along, consider it a gift when tests and challenges come at you from all sides. You know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and shows its true colors. How does God see what's deep within us? How do people around us see what's deep within us? How do we see what's deep within us? Going through trials, enduring, enduring. Cindy, you are one that introduced me to Graham Cook, the ministry of Graham Cook, that I so love this guy and love the things he says. And he said this about endurance in one of his books. Endurance is no quick victory. Endurance is simply we must have an experience of holding on to the Father through a continual delay as we walk toward eventual resolution. Because the suffering in us develops in us a much deeper level of humility and trust. And I totally agree with that. Because right here, James says, you know that under pressure, your faith life is forced into the open and it shows its true colors. So then the rest of this verse in verse 3 and 4, so don't try to get out of anything prematurely. Let it do its work so you become mature and well-developed, not deficient in any way. Wow. Talk to us, Cindy.
I think that verse just said, don't settle.
Don't settle, right? Yeah, don't try to get out of it. Try your best to endure it, knowing that God's got a plan behind it, right?
And I think it's interesting, too. I read one time that the verse that talks about your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
Right.
It talked about how that in the time that verse was written, people had little oil lamp on their shoes, you know, and it put out just enough light for them to see the next step or the next couple of steps. So that's the lamp unto my feet, or the lamp unto my feet. They also carried lanterns that shed light a little further down the path,
right,
than just the next step or the next couple
right
steps.
Yes,
so a little further, but neither of those light devices, you know, showed the path all the way to the end,
right,
unless you're close to the end. So I think that goes to the enduring part, and why, you know, as Christians we think that once we become Christians everything will be easy. You know, no, well, the Bible there tells us, you know, I'm going to guide you each step.
Yeah, each step.
Here's the light for the next step. You know, sometimes we would quit if we knew what was on down the path.
Oh, yeah, we would.
We'd turn around and go home.
Right.
We'd take a different path because some of the things that we're going to have to face on down the path are not comfortable. They're not, you know, again, they're not fun. So I think that all this just ties together in the endurance, that word endurance. That, and you mentioned your grandson.
Uh-huh.
You know, and you have many, many of them.
I have 12.
pregnancy is an endurance event.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, it, yes.
There are very few perfect pregnancies.
No.
You know, you have morning sickness. You have weight gain. Your jewelry doesn't fit. Your glasses don't fit. Your contacts don't work. Your shoes don't fit. Your clothes don't
Sounds
fit.
Sounds like you've been you pregnant know. Before, like twice, right?
Yes, I have. You know, you don't fit in your car the right way.
Right, I remember that.
Walking gets hard.
Yeah, right.
Carrying things. You're carrying this extra person inside of you. Eating changes.
Yes, everything.
Breathing
yes.
changes.
Yes.
It's an endurance event.
But it is.
To get at the end of it, you know.
You're so right.
Yeah.
So right.
Life is very much a continual pregnancy.
Yes.
You get pregnant with an idea, a destiny, a ministry, something that you know you're supposed to do, and you have to endure to get through to that blessed event, that birth of whatever it is in your life. And then you get to enjoy that for a while, and then, you know, if you are pregnant again, what's the next idea?
Or yeah.
In your case, a book. You
right,
know,
yeah.
The next ministry, the next step, looking for a building. You know, that's a pregnancy process.
It is. We're in that now. Yeah.
That you're enduring right now. But at the end of it, look what you get. You get your building. You get your site to have
okay.
the church be able to grow and thrive.
You are exactly right. And so we have to keep our eyes on fixing our eyes on Jesus, right? Hebrews chapter 12. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. He didn't like hanging there the way he did and everything that had to happen. But he did it because of the goal. I'm in Hebrews 12. We're going back there. We were there last week again. But I'm going there right now because God said, go there. And it says this. Keep your eyes, I think it's verse 2 of Hebrews 12. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we're in. Okay? Study how he did it. Because he never lost sight of where he was headed, right? That exhilarating finish in and with God, he could put up with anything along the way. Cross, shame, whatever. And now he's there in the place of honor, right alongside God. When you find yourself, this is the Message Bible, by the way, Hebrews 12, 1 to 3. When you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item, that long litany of hostility he plowed through. That will shoot adrenaline into your souls. Okay, this is such a great point. When we are finding ourselves discouraged, defeated, worrying about the next dollar, how is this going to work out? How is that going to work out? How is this ever going to come to pass? Okay. It's so easy to say, I guess I'll just give up. It's too hard. And, you know, I told you I began this book in 2009. And last year, or spring last year, God just kept saying, you got to finish this. You got to finish this. So I started dedicating time to finish it, right? And then the publisher that had published my other three books, one day I thought, I'm calling them. And asking a few questions so that I know how to finish this up, etc. And I called and they no longer were publishing. Mm-hmm. They were no longer doing it. And I'm like, what? Okay. Mm-hmm. You got to be kidding me. After all this, that's not going to happen. And then I just typed in Christian publishers, Christian book publishers. And this one, the biggest one, Zulon, that published the book, came up and I called them, and it was like, it was 2 days left on their pastoral special
oh, wow.
that month. And so God opened a new door. And so my point is this, I could have sat there in my soup and said, oh my gosh, God, you're not going to do it after all. I've been working on this book for on and off for all this time and it's not going to happen. Or I could have said, all right, God's got a different answer here. Talk to us, Nan, and then we'll get back to Cindy in just a minute. Go ahead.
Well, I think it's pretty cool the way, you know, that he brought that together.
Yeah, it is.
You know, you looked at him and he led you through.
Right.
You endured.
Well, I just said that very minute when I found out they were no longer publishing and they had published my first three books. Okay, God, you got an answer somewhere. Someone's going to publish this. I just know they are. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we can't give up. My point is we can't give up. When a door closes, and you've heard it all said for years, a window opens, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or another door opens. Go ahead, Nan, with your thought.
Well, what I was thinking about endurance sometimes, you know, when we're facing things physically. I know, you know, after my job situation got settled, I'm in a great place. And I was said, I never shared this with you, with nobody. I said, you know, this is pretty cool, man. I mean, I'm going through life now, and there's no stressors on me right now. And all of a sudden, boom, my back started going out. All of a sudden, boom. Same time I got what turned out to be a very severe case of bronchitis. I was very ill. They would send me home from work. I had sick leave to cover that, thank the good Lord. And then this situation came up with my kidneys. They look, there's something wrong with my kidney, and we're doing ultrasound, and we're doing MRIs. And all of a sudden, wait a minute, what happened to all that peace that I felt? That nothing's going on. But, you know, I endured through that time, and I trusted God, went through what you needed to do to go through, to go to the doctors, get better, get... Yeah, I did what you're supposed to do. And he saw me through all of that because I endured and trusted him in the midst of the craziness that was going on. I mean, I'm missing work to go to this, I'm missing work to go to that, you know, and everything. I endured through a difficult time. I mean, y'all saw me endure through. I mean, it affected sometimes my church attendance because I was so sick. I couldn't come to church because I was afraid coughing would spread it to people if possible, you know. And no one wants you around when you're coughing your lungs out, as I was described to
Yes,
me.
We thanked you very much, yes.
But, you know, it's just, that's just an example of enduring.
Yeah.
And God saw me through that.
Yes.
And I'm very thankful to be amongst the living, as I say now,
yes,
you know.
Yes, you are.
And he saw me through that. And just as he saw me through that, he'll see the listeners through. There may be someone who's wanting to write a book.
Right.
There may be someone who already has a book together, almost finished. You've led the example for what they need to do the next step.
Right.
You know, we're here to encourage each other. And that's
we are.
We've already talked about that kind of in the first hour of who we pick to be around us.
Yes.
And we
so
want people who's encouraging us, not people going to discourage us.
Well, and I think that we have to keep our eyes. It says fixing your eyes on Jesus, Hebrews 12:1-3. And that means we see what he endured, but yet he was victorious. And I think so often in the walk of endurance, we get our eyes on the problem and we can't seem to get our eyes. Nan, you're shaking your head, so you must want to comment. You can't seem to get our eyes off of the problem and onto the victory. We can't seem to see it with our eyes of faith. You know what I mean?
Well, I was just thinking, you know, everyone's at a different level in their spiritual walk with the Lord. And, you know, and they may think, well, this is a smaller thing. I shouldn't have to worry about enduring through that. But we get different challenges at different levels of our spiritual walk, you know. And I can sit back in something I may see you go through, Pastor Marcia, that I'm going, I couldn't do that. But you're further along in your walk than I am. And so some of the things you face are going to be larger than I face.
This is what happened, yeah.
That's the way that it is.
Right.
And Cindy, I mean, I know Cindy's life.
Yeah.
Cindy is a very strong, devout Christian.
Yes, yes.
She has a lot of depthness to her. And
depthness. I didn't know that was a word, but it is now, Cindy.
It is now.
Yeah, depthness.
But, I mean, and I have seen her go through some difficult times. And she gives praise reports about how God saw her through difficult times. And so she sets an example for us of how we need to be.
Exactly. When we fix our eyes on Jesus, who endured the shame, endured the awful things that happened to him, yet he had his eyes on the victory. He had his eyes on, hey, this too shall pass, okay? Mm-hmm. Recently, my niece gave me a little bracelet that I wear all the time now on my right arm, along with the other 49 bracelets on that arm and the other 49 on the other arm. And it's small, but she did it because I had gone through a very difficult season. And she said, I want you to have this. And it's beautiful, sterling silver bracelet. And it says this too shall pass. And so often I look down at that bracelet and I am reminded I got through that. I got through that. God, you delivered me out of that situation. And I didn't think I was going to be using this song right now, but God's saying, use this song, You Deliver Me by Selah. So here's the good news of endurance. God will deliver you. I love this song. Let it minister to you.
Deep as the ocean, right as a rain, this powerful emotion lifts me up above the plain. It's taking me to places I never thought I'd go, showing me a grace I never thought I'd know. When I feel like I can't go on, You deliver me.
Amen.
And when the road is winding way too a sinner whose sins have been washed clean, an absolute beginner whose heart has never seen. I must be forgiven for sometimes asking why I was chosen to be given You.
Praise God. He does deliver us. I love that song. James chapter 1, verse 12. Anyone who meets a testing challenge head on and manages to stick it out is mighty fortunate. For such persons, loyally in love with God, the reward is life and more life. Don't let anyone under pressure to give in to evil say, God is trying to trip me up. God is impervious to evil and puts evil in no one's path. The temptation to give in to evil comes from us and only us. You know, on down in verse 18 or 16, it says this, and we'll go to you too for comments. So, my dear friends, don't get thrown off course. Don't get thrown off course. Endurance means staying the course, Nan. Talk to us, and then we'll go to Cindy. endurance means staying the course. Don't get thrown off course.
Well, that's where, you know, we have to just keep our eyes up on God. And there again, keep people out of our life that are negative if they're in a relationship that we can get them out of our life. Sometimes we're kind of like stuck with family members or whatever that are negative. But we need to stay focused up on God and keep our eyes up on the prize. He, you know, when you endure, you receive much. Your rewards are great when you endure.
Absolutely. And when you give in to depression, anxiety, discouragement, feeling like you're not ever going to get out of the mess you're in, when you give into that, then you start to brood and you start to feel sorry for yourself. Self-pity and victim mentality are huge when it comes to defeat in our spiritual lives. When we give into that, we will not win the battle. We won't win the battle, and we will probably not sometimes get knocked out of the entire race. You know, there's battles, and then there's the whole war, right? Mm-hmm. Talk to us, Cindy.
I think a lot of times what seems like a setback actually is your victory. Just like with you and the book publisher. That was a setback that could have, you, if you had let it, you could, that could have delayed your book another 10 years.
Well, yeah.
And I have an example in my life. I, on a whim, I went to the bank to see if I would qualify for a loan to get a car here of almost 2 years ago now. And I qualified. And it's like you have 30 days to pick a car. You know?
Wow.
I've never actually gotten to buy a car that I wanted, that I picked out.
Oh, that's too cool. Yeah, I've seen on Facebook what you got. Nice car.
Right. And I always had to, you know, always had to settle for what was available.
Right.
And I typed in used cars near me. Very first car that popped up, I looked at it and I said, God, I think that's my car.
Very first one? Wow.
Very first one. Went, test drove it, loved it. But because I am me, I'm going to take my whole 30 days to make sure I make the right choice.
Okay.
Day 29, I go back. I pull in the lot. The guy says, may I help you? I said, I want that car right there. He goes, oh, man, there's a guy in the office right now signing papers on it. And I said to him, well, I guess that's just not my car. God will show me the right car.
Okay.
He goes, well, here, let me take your name. I'll call you one way or the other about it. You know, I'll text you. That night I get a text that says, hey, Cindy, you know, it looks like his financing's going to go through. I'm really sorry. You know, in the future, if you need something, let us know. Day 30. I get up early, take the day off work. I go out. I find another car I like. I'm driving it to the bank to sign the papers on it. I get a phone call. Now, usually I don't answer when I'm driving, but for some reason I did. I was at a stoplight. I answer the phone. It's the guy from the first dealership. He's almost yelling. His financing fell through. He has to have a cosigner. Get over here now.
Oh, wow.
And I said, Austin, I'm in another dealer's car on my way to the bank to sign the paperwork. I don't care. Turn around.
Oh, wow.
And I did.
And you did.
I turned around. And I went in the other dealer's car, parked it on their lot, took that car, signed the paperwork, you know, went to the bank. And I could have given up at that point when they said, hey, you know,
interesting.
There's a guy signing papers on your car. The car that you want. I could have said, well, you know what? That must mean I don't get a car. But I specifically told him, you know, okay, that's not the car for me. God will give me a car.
Yeah, exactly.
It turned out that he and the general manager of the dealership were both Christians. When I actually signed the paperwork for the car, we had about a two-hour conversation about God and what he's done in our
life. Oh, wow. Wow.
And all these things, yeah. And, you know, so that setback could have ended my victory, or at least delayed yes. it for a very long time. I could have given up and said, you know, well, I'm not supposed to get a car. I'm just going to quit looking. So I want to encourage people that your setback, it could look like a setback, but as with Pastor's book, as with, you know, my car situation, I know with things that Nan has gone through, that setback is actually your setup for your victory.
I like that, and I heard that recently. I think I saw it on Facebook. Your setback is your setup for victory. Mm-hmm. And so because when we have the setback back and we think, oh, okay, this isn't going to work out after all, you've got to just say, okay, God, I'm trusting you here. I'm mm-hmm. going to endure in this season where it doesn't look like this is going to work out. So I'm going to just move forward and see what you have for me to do. And when I used to own a Christian bookstore, and I'm aware of all these publishers around the United States. And so knowing that and making this phone call and having it all fall together perfectly like it has was God. So sometimes, guys, in this case, Cindy, the car you were driving to the bank was not the car. So that door closed right. because the other went open wide and you ran through it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So in the endurance process, talk to us, Nan, in the endurance process, we learn that the bottom line is trusting God in the midst of it. You can't give up. You can't mm-hmm. give up.
Well, we grow. That's how we grow, as we endure.
Right.
And how we have patience as we go through whatever we're going through.
Right.
Whatever's happening in our lives, you know. I mean, you're just blessed by, you
yes.
know, and you have to be patient. You never pray for patience, but, you know, you have to be patient as you endure
right.
whatever's going on. I hear something very positive that's about to happen in my life, something someone's going to provide for me. And I was talking to my supervisor about it, and she's like, wow, you know, and she got all like, you know, aren't you going to ask questions? Aren't you going to? And I'm like, no, I'm a very patient person. I can wait. I can wait. And that's what I'm doing. I'm waiting.
All right. That takes us. Go ahead. Will you finish that thought?
But,
go ahead.
Yeah. No, but just, I mean, you know, having patience in situations helps us to endure
exactly.
whatever we're going through. Because, you know, we can be patient. We need to learn patience.
We have to learn it. James 5, verse 10. Let's go there. James says this. Take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything and went through everything. And they never once quit. All the time honoring God. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. That sentence in the Message Bible has spoken to me really strongly this week. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. Not sure on the other translations how that would be translated, but I love it in the Message Bible. What a gift life is to those who stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's stay in power. And you know how God brought it all together for him at the end. That's because God cares right down to the last detail. I used to play golf a lot. I want to get back playing again. And when you get on a golf course, whether it's a 9-hole course or an 18-hole course, and you tee off on the first hole, you don't go to the course and drive down to hole number 5 to start with. You start at the first one, right? And you're going to end up at hole 18. Well, usually the way golf courses are laid out, hole number 9 is right up by the clubhouse. So you can get a drink, whatever, okay? You know, rest a bit before you play hole number 10, okay? So the course is designed to get you back to where you need to go, correct? To get you back to where your car is, whether that's at hole 9 or hole 18. Now, I have had this happen to me in real estate where I'm on hole 4, and I get a call, and I've got to go show a house right then. It is a long walk, let me tell you, from hole 4 or 5, which is at the back of the course, up to the clubhouse. Okay, it's a long walk when you have to take a short. You have to cut your journey short. Now, let's use this as a metaphor because God just gave it to me right then as I was reading this verse. If we just stay the course, if we just play it out the way it's supposed to go, the way God has designed, we're going to end up by the clubhouse and we're going to be having a nice Diet Coke. Okay, mm-hmm. we're gonna rest in the shade for a while before we go to the 10th hole and tee off. Okay, because that's the way the course is designed. It's designed on purpose. Now let's take that metaphor for our spiritual lives. And when we don't try to short circuit God's plan and take matters into our own hands, we're going to be okay. We're going to get there at the time we're supposed to get there. But if we leave the course on hole 4 or 5, we're going to have a real long walk up to the clubhouse. Let me tell you, because I've done it. And it's your gut, you're cutting in between and you're trying not to get hit by another golf ball and you're trying to get out and get up there. It's awful. Take that metaphor, Cindy, and work with it. Talk to me.
I'd forgotten that you played golf. That's my first thought.
Okay. I used to play a lot.
I did not realize that the courses were set up like that.
They are. That's another truth. Now you know.
And I think that just relates to our spiritual lives. Again, you know, shortcuts are often like as damaging as settling.
Exactly. It's the same kind of concept, isn't it?
You know, well, okay, I'm not going to quit, but I'm going to cut through there. And then a big old golf ball whacks you in the head.
Exactly.
And suddenly you can't play golf for about a month.
Right.
You know, you're injured. And shortcuts in driving, shortcuts sometimes get you there quicker. But a lot of times they get you in trouble.
Yeah.
They end up leading to more traffic. They end up leading you somewhere that is unfamiliar.
Exactly.
I like to go exploring in my car sometimes, and especially in West Virginia. You might take one of those little dirt roads and find yourself without a place to turn around.
Right.
You know, and it's like now you're like, okay, do I try to turn around in this muddy field, or do I just try to back up for the mile and a half I've been driving? You know, and so I think you got to be careful with shortcuts, just like you have to be careful with giving up. Make sure you pray about those. Make sure you go to that inner circle that you've chosen to be around you, because shortcuts can be just as tempting as quitting oftentimes.
Yeah, that
sometimes more.
More.
Sometimes more, because it's like, well, I'm still going to get there, God. I'm just going to go this way. And shortcuts can bring you a lot of grief.
Absolutely. I was up in Pasco County showing homes about a year ago right now to some people, and Google said to take this dirt road because it was quicker to the house we were going to. And we were looking at a lot of houses that day. So I go, okay, cool. I have never been on a road any worse than this except in Central America. As it turned out, it was pothole after pothole. I was going 2 miles an hour, just barely. And people behind me, my buyers behind me, like, why are we on this road, you know?
What is she doing?
Exactly. And I had to apologize to them when we finally arrived that I took Google's suggestion that this was quicker. And it was not quicker because of all the potholes. So that is another metaphor for when we endure it. Sometimes we try to take the shortcut, Nan. We try to take matters into our own hands and think that if I can just do this, it won't take me as long, you know? Endurance means time.
We just need to endure. We don't need to take those shortcuts, because every time we take a shortcut, you usually get in some sort of trouble along the way.
Yep. You're exactly right. Let's listen to this song by Selah, another one that I love so much. Press On. We did this last week, but it fits here perfectly. Press On, and then we'll finish up here with Cindy and Nan in a couple minutes.
When the body is weary. press on. In Jesus' name, we press on.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's pray for you, and then we're going to talk a little more. Nan's got a poem. Dear Heavenly Father, we just lift up these listeners. You know who they are. You know where they are. You know what their situation is. We do not know. You know whether they are in the midst of an endurance ordeal right now, whether they are having to hang on and believe you for the answer to some situation. Lord, we ask right now by the power of the Holy Spirit that you continue the good work you began in each listener, that you cause them to have the strength to endure, the power to stay the course, the ability to fix their eyes on Jesus when it seems like they're not getting anywhere, when it seems like they're almost standing still in their situation. Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that the truths of this show would ring deep within their spirit, and that they will endure, that they will stay the course, that they will continue the run and not give up, that they will fix their eyes on Jesus and they'll keep going. And so, Lord, we thank you for the truths of this show. Bless these listeners, whether they listen now live or later on, and Lord, cause them to see you in a different place today. Increase their faith that there is victory in during the endurance. There is victory at the end of the endurance because you are our victory and we press on. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Nan, you got a poem that God gave you?
He just started immediately as soon as the song started. It was like, wow. Press on with what you face. Child, you will make it with my grace. You feel like you can't go on. Remember that you're not alone. I love you so very much. I will help you with my touch. I see all. Please know this is true. I will strengthen. I will help you. I love you and will see you through all. Look to me. Look to me and upon my name call. Child, you will be okay. You will see brighter days. Endure and press on.
So good. That's great. Thank you. If you want a copy of that, send me an email at pastor@bohmglobal.com, and we'll make sure you get a copy of that. Wow, that's good. I want you to read it one more time. That was really good. Read it again.
Press on with what you face. Child, you'll make it with my grace. You may feel like you can't go on, but always remember that you're never alone. I love you so very much. I will help you with my touch. I see all. Please know this is true. I will strengthen and I will help you. I love you and will see you through all. Look to me. Look to me and upon my name call. Child, you will be okay. You will see brighter days. Endure and press on.
Oh, that's so good. Wow. Thanks, Nan, for sharing that. Okay, Cindy, we just have a few minutes here left. So what's God saying to you about this topic and everything we've been talking about today?
I think just a summary of what we've said. Choose your inner circle wisely.
Amen.
Choose your outer circles wisely as well.
Yeah, exactly.
The power of the tongue. Don't entertain people who speak negatively into your life, who speak untruth, who speak anything that's against God's word and God's will and God's way. Keep your eyes on Him.
Amen.
Because as we said, what at first presents itself as a setback might be your setup for victory.
Yes.
Reach out for help. You know, you got a prayer line there at Beacon of Hope that people can access. The copies of the shows are on the website.
Right.
You know, in this day and age of modern technology, YouTube is literally chock full of, you know, teachings and messages.
Yes.
By
yes.
Good, strong people like Christine Kane and Graham Cook and Bill Johnson and just, you know, so many more. Be careful. Make sure that what you're getting is godly.
Right.
You know, if you need some advice, pastor will help you out with that.
Right.
You know, so surround yourself with good people. And keep pressing on, because your victory is assured.
Yes.
And you know, don't feel ashamed to ask for prayer.
Right.
We all need it.
Right.
We need it constantly. So don't be ashamed. Reach out, ask for that. And you know, press into God. He will show up for you. He will, you know, none of us have had to endure what Jesus did.
Right.
None of us have had to die for anybody else, much less for the world.
Right.
And if he could go through that as a human, he laid his Godship aside and he went through that as a
Amen.
Human.
Amen.
If he can endure that because he kept his eye on what was going to happen with that.
Yes.
He kept his eye on that prize.
Right.
Then we can do it too.
We can
make it through.
Amen. Wonderful words there. Nan, talk to us.
Well, I'd just like to piggyback on a couple things that she said, and that's choose your inner circle wisely. You know, you may be going through a situation that you're going to have a lot of endurance.
Right.
And you need to have people around you who can keep up with that too. You choose your friends wisely. You know, just choose them wisely. You know, for the most part, I've always chosen wise people to have around me because I didn't want people who weren't serving God hardly. I don't need them around me. I need someone who can touch
sure.
God on my behalf. And
right.
So just choose
mm-hmm.
your inner circle carefully. And she even said the outer circle, and that's true. Any circle in your life, choose carefully.
It's priorities. It's what you spend your time doing and who you confide in and how mm-hmm. you rely, have people that you can call on to pray for you. You know, it's so important that we have those mm-hmm. people in our lives. Beacon wants to be that for you, especially if you don't have a church home. We want to be that for you. And if you're in the Clearwater area, of course, get a hold of me and we will tell you where we meet. Pastor at BOHMglobal.com. Hopefully that will be changing soon to a new location. You can pray with us about that. You can also contact me about getting a copy or copies of this book with a donation to the ministry, Beacon of Hope Publishing, $11 a book. So Strength for the Fight will tell you more about that as we go along. But, you know, make use of these resources right here, our prayer line, prayers at BOHMglobal.com. Make use of these resources. They are out there for the public. That's why we do the show every Sunday and have been now for 12 years. It's all, we started in 07. This is in April. Next month, we're going to hit our 12th anniversary in the middle of the month. That's exciting. We're going to celebrate it on Easter Sunday. So, you know, this is what God is doing is causing there to be opportunities for ministry. So final thought, 30 seconds, Nan. Quick thought, and then we'll go to Cindy and get out of here.
Just I encourage the people to walk and run with endurance.